I don't know.
But I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
I'm John.
I'm Eric.
I'm also John, but a deeper voiced John. Not to cast any kind of aspersions on the pitch of your voice.
People need a way to tell us apart.
Yeah.
So our special guest today is John Roderick. John, if you'd like to tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's John Roderick, and I am a famous podcaster.
Yes.
This is true.
In addition to being a slightly less famous everything else that I do.
I gotta say, Roderick on the Line is one of my favorite shows.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Absolutely. And I've got my nice Bim Bam shirt, which you've shown up on before. Yeah.
I'm trying to pitch the podcast is the reason that I'm famous, in order to confuse people into thinking that the podcast is already something that they're missing out on.
Okay.
Right?
Well,
that's how you get people.
I now know that I've missed out on
the podcast.
We're now
spreading the buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this audience of your podcast is already familiar with how to listen to a podcast.
Yes.
That is true.
Yes, we've trained
them
well.
Target audience.
Excellent.
However, since this is probably one of the longest cold opens we've had, these are some of the sodas we like.
Bingo.
Oh,
there we go.
Nice one.
Titles. We've had longer, just not on this trip. I assure you.
Now, you know, I am from the West Coast, specifically the Northwest, and we call them pop.
Oh, that's right.
We
so
call them pops.
This is a special episode. These are some of the pops that we like.
Yeah, these are pops that we like.
It's our popcast. Usually pop bugs me until I believe it was the Consort to the King posted up a survey on Facebook showing what regions called sodas what.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of areas in the South where they just called it Coke.
It's all Coke.
You didn't know that?
It bothers me.
I am from one of those regions, actually, and it annoys the crap out of me.
People say, give me an orange Coke, right?
Yeah. They'll just say, give me a Coke. And then you give them a Coke, and they're like, no, I wanted a Dr. Pepper. I'm like...
Yeah.
That's actually
one of the weird things, because Bill and I live in Madison, and if you look at that map, Madison, Wisconsin is like the western edge of soda country and the eastern edge of pop country.
Right, Madison, I know people from Madison that say pop.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I've known them too.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't call
the
it
eastern
soda
edge
pop
of pop country is my Boston cover band.
Oh. But anyway.
All right, let's get it unified. Ready? Three,
one, two, one,
go.
That was
so what are we drinking today?
This is 3S Orange.
I suppose we don't need the cups since we all have
Orange. Or Trace S.
That's true. Trace S.
Trace
but it's Dutch.
Orange.
Yep.
Oh.
So we also give it a sniff before.
Dutch
drink
is it's closer to German.
It's
like
German.
Mine's very dry, so let's dry S.
I would assume it's probably something like Dre, because they...
Dre S. All right.
I'm still going for the champagne flute.
Yeah.
That's just
it's
me.
Classic.
Oh,
that looks classic.
It actually kind of looks like champagne.
Has this been used?
No.
Yes.
That is yours.
Well, now you say yes and you say no. Which
no, that is the clean one.
It's been cleaned.
It has been cleaned.
No, I'm not sure if it smells clean. But it's not going to affect the taste of my delicious Dre S.
That does look nice.
It smells like it's got a lot of carbonation.
Excellent.
Okay.
We
have more splits to do.
A wild Paul and a wild Stepto up here. And we have extra drink.
Mm.
Yes. We only have one extra glass.
Well, how are you, Paul Saborn?
Are we mid-record?
Like nice to meet you. We are in the middle of recording an episode.
No, I'm fine.
Stepto, how are you, sir?
Hello, sir. How are you?
You're drinking a beer.
I am. This is a palate cleanser.
Okay.
This will be in between sips.
It's a chaser.
I have half of a can left and a full can.
What are our choices?
We are all drinking
that or drink this Go Fast terrible Coke.
If you stay until the next episode, you can have the Go Fast. But right now, this
Go Fast doesn't sound like something I would want to have happen.
When you upset it that way, yeah. I think I'm going to go for the orange.
Okay. So I have not...
Who wants the orange?
I pour this into my glass, so this is non-contaminated.
I'll trust you.
Yeah, we have about...
Do you want an unopened one, or do you want an uncontaminated one?
An uncontaminated one would be fine.
All right.
This orange drink it's not as sweet as Fanta, and I'm guessing it's because it has...
I'm going to give it the nose here.
Oh, that's right. Mr. Roderick is a fellow soda enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so,
he's a pop enthusiast.
He's a pop enthusiast.
Wow.
Yes. And that's just why this is... These are some of the pops that we like.
Mm-hmm.
Just now.
See, I'm from Texas, so it's all Coke to me.
Yes, we were just talking about that, and that infuriates me.
That's
because
so
mostly
annoying.
We drink Dr. Pepper or orange Coke or grape Coke.
Yeah. What you want a Coke? Yeah. What flavor? Orange.
Yeah.
Do you drink hot Dr. Pepper?
I have with lemon once. It wasn't terrible.
Which
Dr. Pepper?
Hot.
As in
heated.
Actually heated.
Yeah, it's a southern thing.
Yeah, southern
thing.
No, well, you know why? This 3S Orange here, this Dre S Orange, actually has real sugar in it.
Yeah, whoa. Oh, that's, whoa. Internationally, that's
a sugar. It's kind of like our Texan Dr. Pepper.
Yes, Dublin Dr. Pepper.
When
yes,
Dublin Dr. Pepper.
Or right. Mexican Coke.
So let's we go around and get the nose of it first.
I see,
so.
I see.
Mild.
Got
mild.
Sort of an orangina that, thing
yeah,
happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It smells like a sparkling orange juice instead of orange
yes,
soda.
Yes, that's right.
It's
very pleasant. Like soda.
It's light and airy.
And I did notice that you can get orangina in Aruba, so this isn't just the local replacement for it. This is
freeze-drunk Metz in Appelsap.
Oh, hey.
Oh. I love Appelsap. The Moppelsap.
Well, it's Sinapplesop.
Sinapplesop.
Oh my god, I love the way that word looks. I also really love Cool Zurhounden.
Cool Zurhounden.
If you convince Sinapplesop to say his name backwards, you can send him back to the other his
dimension. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Haslepassens.
He has to say that.
Now, we should introduce our newcomers here. Steptoe, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. I am Stephen Toulouse, otherwise known as Steptoe. Recently unemployed.
Really?
Yes. I left my role at Xbox and Microsoft.
Was that because of 18.1 point whatever?
I'm sorry?
Oh, the you can't sue us anymore terms of use agreement thing?
No, but I'll tell you an interesting story about that particular clause. That the entire reason that everybody's adding that clause to their terms of use is because the Supreme Court ruled
they
that
can
you
get
can.
Away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody likes to think, oh, that's a terrible thing for companies to do, but the reality is it's the law of the land now.
That's a terrible thing for our government to do.
Yeah. So it was not. It was just a good life change moment, and I decided to seize it.
Okay. Absolutely. I wish you the best on your future endeavors.
And if I survive this soda, then hey, it's gonna
be there. You go. Mm-hmm. It smells survivable.
It does.
Oh no,
it smells very, very non-threatening.
Mm-hmm. You guys missed the terrible sodas.
Everyone shut up so I can talk about myself.
Paul Saborn is gonna introduce himself. Everyone, God.
Come on, Paul Saborn.
Hi, everyone. I'm Paul Saborn from Paul and Storm.
Yay, astute Simone. Listeners may remember Paul from an old episode of Mark Twain's One Man Show radio show that you guys starred on.
Is that your claim to fame?
Really?
Well, it's a claim.
That's not on your Wikipedia.
Paul, and I'm sorry you didn't get the part. Yeah. By the way,
Paul also does this little, not very well known podcast that's not quite as popular as John Roderick's podcast.
Mm,
well,
what is
the name of that podcast?
Oh. High Standard.
Are they turning on our exit music?
They're turning on our exit music. Actually, I think there's going to be a thing happening
in here. Yeah, we had about 5 minutes of this not playing.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
But well, yes, it is an indication that we should probably start being more cognizant of the bingo that starts in 18 minutes.
Tell us about your podcast.
Our podcast is called Paul and Torm.
Paul and Torm.
No more of this orange drink for me.
Wow, you are a lightweight.
It's called Paul and Storm Talk About Some Stuff for 5 to 10 minutes on average.
Oh.
It was a stupid...
It's a shorter podcast.
Stupid idea for a podcast name that we quickly grew sick of, but it stuck.
Yeah.
It is not shorter. It was originally intended to maybe be shorter, and it quickly grew... the first one was maybe about 14 minutes, and the second one was about 22 minutes, and we've settled at this point into a groove of... anywhere between 40 and 60, depending if there's a guest.
Mm-hmm.
But
why have I never been a guest on your podcast?
You've just not been a guest yet. You've been establishing. You've been putting your own feet in the podcast waters, and we didn't want to sully that process.
Oh, good.
And of course, you took the giant step of just associating yourself with Merlin Mann.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy. I just hitched my wagon to his
star. But you shall be a guest on that podcast.
Good.
Yeah. Was, the problem was, until 6 months ago, we were afraid of you.
Oh, right. I know. And now I realize I'm so cuddly.
Oh, no.
That is adorable.
So now let's get back to this podcast.
Yes.
Oh,
right.
So everyone can take a drink of their...
Take a drink.
Glass.
I've been sipping away.
You know, I'm liking this stuff more and more every sip
I take.
This is very refreshing.
That is pleasant.
Yeah.
Wow, this is delightful.
Where are you going to get this now in America?
It comes in actually surprisingly strong for the aroma. It's not at nearly as syrupy as any of the orange sodas.
It's not aggressive like a Crush.
Right.
Or
no.
It's smooth.
As we mentioned,
it's got orange juice.
Yeah, it's got actual orange juice. But unlike, like an Izzy or an Orangina, it's way more soda-like than a carbonated orange juice.
I don't know if they still make it, but Minute Maid made an orange soda for a period of time.
I've had
similar because it was based off of juice as opposed to a...
Unfortunately, the Minute Maid orange soda I am specifically allergic to.
Wow, really?
And just that one. Not Sunkist, not Fanta, not
Of
Crush.
All the sodas in the world, I happen to just randomly snatch out of the air the one soda.
Yeah, it did horrible things. So it was very good, but I only had it twice.
But there was some kind of other ingredient that didn't...
Mandarin orange.
Oh. That's right, it was mandarin orange.
Specifically
And you're allergic to Chinese people.
Yes, very much so.
Mm. All of them.
You just lost two listeners.
Yeah, but you gained three from the Merlin Mann name drop.
So I'm not a regular guest on this, so it's fine.
So we're up to three listeners.
Right.
Lost two.
But no, this is very good, and I hope that this does not have mandarin orange in it.
I was living in mild dread of having to come and do this thing and taste a terrible soda, but I managed to have timed it very well.
Well, you did, because you would have been having this instead.
We really put most of the punishment on Joseph Scrimshaw.
Yeah, Joseph Scrimshaw put that punishment on himself.
He took the golden bullet of drinking the Palomel. Oh, there's Paul's phone ringing because a producer's job never ends. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
I've been running around playing producer for this. I'm just
it's Jonathan Colton standing on stage going, "Where's my 9-volt battery?
Oh my god, my guitar is out of tune. My monitor is 3 feet away from where it's supposed to be.
I don't know how to tell time.
My hair isn't back in a tie. My glasses are too tinted."
These Jonathan Colton impressions brought to you
by these are some
by
of the pops that we
by Tracy.
Speaking of, as a man who has toured with Jonathan for over 5 years, they are horrifically accurate in both tone and content. All right.
The one note, we have to wrap up. The one note I will strike against this is that at the very tail end, there is a hint of bitterness that hits you.
It's a little saccharine.
I'm actually kind of okay with that.
It's not a big knock, but it does slightly, ever so slightly, mar the experience a little bit. The
saccharin follows.
But there's no saccharin on the ingredient list, but there is flavoring, spelled the UK way, flavouring. Whatever flavouring is.
I will say though, it doesn't.
Why am I just now seeing the English side?
I've been trying to point this out to you for days.
And the last ingredient is aroma.
Ooh, aroma.
It has specifically aroma added. All right, so we need to get to the review process before all these old people come in.
It's fairly simple. 0 to 100 point scale, 50 being average. We're not doing video game review.
It's a true scale.
It's difficult for us.
I can really only go between 70 and 100. Those are the only scores right now.
My first one was an 87, and I've been trying to break myself from that.
We typically give like a short analogy and then our score, or blurt out the emotion that you're feeling.
Which might be the better course of action. Given our time constraint,
100 is the best emotion beverage pressure you've ever had.
Okay. I'm pressured to give a review, so that's my emotion.
Nice.
But I would say it's definitely better than average. But I'm not a huge orange soda fan, so I'm gonna give it somewhere in the 65 to 70 range, if that's appropriate.
So
67.
Oh, that's
fine. Let's say 67.
Excellent. Right. Yeah, I think I'm with Steptoe in that. I have nothing against this soda, but it's not a flavor I would go out of my way to drink. But
correct.
If nothing else was available,
I would be unhappy to drink it.
So I'm probably right around there, about a 65, on the personal Paul scale.
I'm gonna concur with a 65 rating, and that is, I say that as an orange soda aficionado. Mm-hmm. I drink all kinds of orange sodas, and have consumed orange sodas across the world.
Oh, excellent.
And although this is a delicious soda, I would not seek it out. And as I sit here, the aftertaste is continuing to blossom.
Yeah,
in
it's
a way
more bitter.
Where like
it's like you must drink more, or you're going to suffer.
Right. I have not had a sip now for about a minute, and I am still tasting it all over my face.
Yeah.
And so I think, the PIM is just going to send
me
down the
barbecue ham.
So I'm going to say 65.
Yeah.
Would either of you like barbecue ham?
No, thank you. Trying to cut down on the barbecue ham flavored potato chips.
They're actually not bad.
You can't have just one, because literally, just like this drink, they start to taste terrible unless you keep eating them.
Yeah. What a clever! It's almost like a drug or something that they hit you with the addiction.
Yeah.
And
basically,
The front taste is great, the back taste is terrible. So
that it is.
Well, I feel
like
I recently woke up. I'm ready to start my day, but I don't really know if that's going to be like a great day or not. So I'll give that a 72.
I feel like I just woke up and I went in for the orange juice and it wasn't there. And like those commercials, that is the best way to start your day through all those problems. So I just have all those problems and no orange juice to back it up. But then at the end of the day, there's this and it's kind of refreshing, but then it just adds on to the problems with the bitter aftertaste. I would seek it out, even though I am a big Sunkist fan in the orange soda field, just because it's a little bit different. But I'm going to have to give it a solid 73. All
right.
Well, personally, I feel like I am sitting in a group with three people whose work I really admire and three fools who I really wish weren't here right now.
Hi, I'm Bill. Yeah. So get the fuck out.
Jonathan Colton, go ahead.
Jonathan Colton, everybody!
Yay!
What kind of battery is over?
You know what? Never mind. I appear to have six. Cancel orders. Cancel that orders.
Back to that, Jonathan. We'll be bringing
12 AA batteries to your room in about 20 minutes. Over.
This is gonna be fun.
Batteries. That's good. Okay, Roger, amend that. 24 AA batteries. Got it. Over.
And John.
I'm going to go 70, because it's good, but the sugary saccharine that's building is a little bit much.
Yeah.
But lovely otherwise.
Well, thank you for being here on this very special
episode. Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Some pots.
We take a quick shot. See you later, Soda Pals.
Yes. Look at the comments for stuff that is far better than this.